Freedom's Flame Radio. I am Eve Kerr, your host, and today I have a co-host rejoining me, and his name is Anthony Coco. Say hi, Anthony.
Hello, Eve. Hello, listeners. Thank you for calling me.
Hello, and welcome.
Thank you for asking me back. I'm happy.
You're welcome.
Right.
You're welcome. Well, before we begin, I want to encourage everyone. I'm sorry, I forgot last week. But before we begin, I really want to encourage everyone to have a journal or a notepad or a piece of paper handy, because whenever something useful or beneficial or meaningful for you might arise during the broadcast, you'll just have it there handy to write it down, and you won't have to run and scatter, ooh, hey, that was really good what he said or she said, and oh, no, I don't have anything to write it down with, and then sometimes it's right up there in the consciousness, and then poof, it's gone, because, you know, we're going to move through a lot of material here. So go ahead and get a journal, or get a piece of paper or notepad or anything to write down your own revelations. And we'll wait a minute for everyone to do that. I want to welcome everyone on the air today who's listening. I'm so grateful for everyone who's been tuning in and who's been giving us some feedback. Things have been flowing really well, and we're really grateful that there are so many of you who are benefiting from what's occurring on this broadcast. And I want to also extend a very deep, heartfelt gratitude to Deborah on BBS. She's so wonderful and supportive, and I thank you so much, Deborah, for all your encouragement. And I'm very grateful for you. You're a blessing in my life, and Doug and Don, you are also both blessings in my life, and we are so grateful for this opportunity to broadcast this wonderful material and to be a benefit to everyone who's listening in. So thank you all, and gratitude to all of the mothers out there today. Happy Mother's Day. I want to acknowledge the divine feminine in each of us and the balancing aspect that's coming in now to balance with the male energies too on the planet, so that we can really be in alignment. So, and we're going to have a special activation from Saint Germain today in honor of Mother's Day, and we'll be doing that on the second half of the broadcast. But first, we'd like to get started with Anthony's wonderful music. He's put a wonderful invocation to music called The Great Invocation. And he sang it live last week, and it is so beautiful and powerful how he's able to transmit that energy. So I'd love it if you would do that, if you're inspired to share that again, Anthony.
I am. I'm ready to do that with you.
Okay.
Okay, so this is the Great Invocation. You want me to do it now?
Please, whenever you're ready.
Here we go. Of light within the mind of God, let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to earth. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Point of light within the mind of God. Let light stream forth into the minds of men. Let light descend on earth. From the point of love within the heart of God, let love stream forth into the hearts of men. May Christ return to the world. From the center where the will of God is known, let purpose guide the little wills of men, the purpose which the masters know and serve. From the center which we call the race of men, let the plan of love and light work out, and may it seal the door where evil dwells. Let light and love and power restore the plan of earth. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth. Let light and love and power restore the plan on earth.
Thank you, Anthony.
You're welcome.
Beautiful.
Thank
Very
you.
Beautiful. And I'd like to give you just a very brief reintroduction for those of you who did not tune into last week's show. Anthony works mainly with A Course in Miracles, and he's going to be talking a little bit more about that today and how he actually came across A Course in Miracles on his path. And actually, how did you grab hold of that, Anthony? Are you inspired to share some of that experience with us?
Yeah, well, I kind of, over the years, I heard quite a few teachers talking about the Course in Miracles or mentioning it, but I really sort of became familiar with it when I started training in what I call the psychology of vision, which was largely based in A Course in Miracles. So I did that for about 5 years, you know, doing a lot of personal healing work, especially learning to work with feelings and emotions. And then later on, I started training in psychology, in NLP, after the psychology of vision. I did that for a few years. And then recently, within about the last 10 months or so, it just came back to me as a kind of inspiration to get the book out. I've actually had it on my bookshelf since about 2007, and it's only last year that I felt ready enough to actually start working with the book. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can.
Okay, yeah, I felt it went really quiet for a moment there. Yeah, and so that's how I got into the Course in Miracles. And I just worked with it intensively for about the last 10 or 11 months. I've just been so enjoying it, and I've been listening to a lot of audio material, and it's kind of just been linking things up together from what I've learned in the past, and it's just been making things more and more clear for me.
Excellent.
Good.
So I have another question for you on that. What are the teachings that you feel or that you have found are really the most profound through A Course in Miracles that have really, you know, they've been so instrumental? Obviously, A Course in Miracles has been very instrumental for you in your awakening and your acceleration. Are there any particular points, you know, aha moments, epiphanies, and revelation moments where you just have felt completely transformed because of one of the teachings that, you know, have really stood out?
I think for me in particular, the Course in Miracles, the very premise of it says that nothing real can be threatened and nothing unreal exists. And for me, it was getting clarity on that was the real main thing. there were lots of revelations and insights along the way, because that's the nature of the book, because it's an unlearning process. You unlearn the unreal, basically, while you're learning to have a clearer understanding of the real and the truth. So it's, you know, it helps you along the way. It's a pathway to understanding the truth about yourself and life. I mean, I had lots of understandings, but for, in particular, it was a practice for me to get clear. Because very often I would find that, you know, I had the basic understanding, but somehow my ego or my mind would create some sort of confusion or distraction. And although it's a simple premise to understand that nothing real can be threatened and nothing unreal exists, it's actually getting clear on it. It's understanding that the belief in separation from the unreal is what creates the biggest problem for all of us. And that's what we call the belief and the thinking system that currently prevails in the world. You know, we're so conditioned by it that it creates all kinds of confusions and distractions. And it's getting clear on that, the difference between the reality and the unreal. Once that becomes clear in your mind, it's just things just begin to fall into place. And that's when the aha moments and the insights really start coming. So that's the most important thing I find, is getting that clarity and sustaining it. Whereas before it would come and go, and then I'd have to do practices, I decided to do it intensively so that I could maintain a level of clarity. Does that make sense?
Absolutely, and I resonate highly with that. That is probably one of the most profound things that I have found in A Course in Miracles also, to be very profound for me, because that's synonymous with the I Am Presence teachings.
Absolutely, yeah.
Saint Germain talks about, I think it's page 106 in Unveiled Mysteries, and it's, no one can truly know God as long as one keeps acknowledging a force opposed to God. And that's pretty much saying the same thing.
Yeah.
When you're acknowledging the unreal, you can't really have the true reality operating and functioning in your life, because you keep participating with what's unreal. And a lot of times when we come into further along the path, we understand that as progressive revelation. Mm. And the progressive revelation and the awakening, we start to get clear on that there's really only God in action. God is really the energy that's animating everything. And everything that, you know, and God is that love energy. And everything that doesn't look like that love is energy that humankind has misqualified with the ego. With the ego, you know, mind and the energies of the lower self, and has put judgments on it, criticisms, blames, and all these other negative attributes, which have nothing to do with God. So, you know, so much of that is done out of ignorance too, and it's really just about, it comes down to just getting clear on what's real, what isn't real, and not having a judgment about, oh, I've been wrong all these years, or, you know, oh, I was right over there, because that's still the ego showing up and saying, well, I've done this and I've done that. And so you want to kind of, in my experience, I've really tried to get clear by, you know, learning how to be compassionate with myself and learning how to look at things without judging what I've done as bad or good, but just, okay, something's happened. I did something over here, which, you know, I didn't realize at the time. I didn't know what the consequences were going to be. And yeah, I wish things could have been different, but, you know, I need to deal with it the way it is and not with the way I wish that it had happened. So yeah. You go into self-forgiveness, you know, because it's just, okay, I didn't know, you know, when it comes down to it, it's between you and God. It's between us and God. It's not Absolutely. Between us and anybody else.
Yeah. Yeah. You made a point there earlier when you talked about, one of the big things that, the stumbling blocks I find for a lot of people actually is accepting that we've probably been wrong about everything that we've thought and believed, And that is a very difficult one for most people coming into this to actually get over, to accept that, you know, a lot, most of what they think or a lot of what they think about their lives has actually been wrong. Because one of the things that the Course in Miracles says, do you want to be right or do you want to be happy?
ego, I love that.
And the ego wants to be right. It wants to be right about everything. And it also, you know, it also wants to be the most special. And that is one of the things about the ego, is that that's the special is synonymous with actually the separation and the belief in separation. And that creates really all the problems of that we see in the world, actually, is that belief in separation, the belief that we are individuals and we're acting with autonomy. And because we believe then that we are special, it means that it creates that us and them sort of scenario. Whereas in oneness, God created all spirit equal and perfect. But when we see ourselves as special, we see ourselves as a body and as a physical with all our material attributes. It creates that sense and that feeling of superiority and inferiority. And it gives people a justification then for treating others the way they do, seeing others as a potential threat or even as a threat. And then all these sort of appalling behaviors that we see in the world are due to right down to that very reason. So there is, everything can be brought down to the two reasons, the belief in separation and recognizing the oneness that we are and respecting everybody as the individual spirit made in the image and likeness of God. If everybody had that view and it was clear, then all the problems in the world would just basically disappear.
Yes.
Yep.
Thank you for sharing that. That's a very profound teaching. And, you know, getting clear, you know, on what's real and what isn't real, these are the first steps to awakening further and into, it actually builds a bridge from, you know, whatever point someone is on the path to complete self-realization.
Yeah, it's really quite a simple path. When you get those two things understood, everything else just falls into perspective.
It does.
But it's understanding that very simple, basic thing. However, as I say, it took me quite a while to integrate it. I could kind of understand it occasionally intellectually, but to integrate it, it took quite a bit of repetition.
Yeah.
Before it became a natural, more natural understanding.
It's also taken me several years to integrate these teachings from the Ascended Masters.
Yeah.
And I'd like to mention that I've been a student of Saint Germain for many, I'm going to say many lifetimes. And in this lifetime, we've reconnected again. We reconnected that in 2010. It was really interesting the way we reconnected. I'm going to do a little showcase on him in a little bit, after a bit. But I just want to touch on that briefly because he is so instrumental in not just my life, but he works with everyone who wants to work with him. And, one of the biggest things that him and some of the other masters tell me is that the Ascended Masters are available to all of us, to each of us, just like, you know, you and I are talking to each other and to the listeners on here. You know, we are all available. They are all available to us.
Yeah.
So everything, all the teachings are available to everyone. It's up to each person, though, whether or not, you know, where their willingness is to work with the masters and how far, and as you've said previously in some of our conversations, how far are they willing to surrender to understanding the truth? You know, how deep do you want to go with the truth? Because the more you surrender to what's real, the more you can receive progressive revelation. And these things really start anchoring in your consciousness because they resonate. You know, they come in, they resonate with your being, with our being, my being. And in my experience, that's that's how it's happened for me. I don't know that it would happen like that for everyone, but for me, if anyone is interested in connecting more deeply with Saint Germain and with the Ascended Masters, all you have to do is ask. It's as simple as that. Yeah. And it's interesting because it can happen from wherever anyone is on the path. Someone could be, you know, very religious, maybe Buddhist or Jewish. It doesn't matter. They're available to us wherever we are on the path, whether spiritual or religious or even non-religious. Maybe someone's not even on the path and they want to know God. You know, just call to the presence, mighty I Am presence. And it's kind of like as soon as you start really asking, you're going to receive. If you're ready to listen, and if your heart's open and it's, you know, you're ready to listen to that still small voice, if you're ready to get still and really learn what's going on within and get in touch, you know, forge a greater connection with your own God self, with your God presence. And it's very simple. It's very simple. It just takes a willingness to do it. And it does take a desire, you know, a sincere desire from the heart to really want to learn the truth and be willing to look at things that, whether it's been your creation or someone else's creation, whatever's going on in your life, to be willing to look at that and be willing to, you know, show up for and take responsibility for the role that you've played in creating whatever it is that you find yourself surrounded with. Yeah, and, you know, things will just start opening up. You'll start to get that revelation if you're ready to look at it. That's how easy it comes. Some of that is just, I think, in my experience, the problem or the obstacle there is finding the time, making the time to really get still and to actually quiet the mind of all the suggestions that try to come in and say, oh, you're not doing this right, you're not hearing this, you know, oh, this is a waste of time, go do this instead. You know, that's the ego trying to get you away from this. And what I've come to understand is that that's, you know, the duality consciousness. When you're plugged into that and you're trying to get clear and you're trying to know more of God and more of who you are as part of God, the ego will try to keep you out. It'll try to keep suggesting things to keep you away from that because it wants to, you know, wants to stay alive. It wants to be alive and well and running things. It wants to be in front. It wants to be in charge and running the show. And in truth, the ego doesn't have any energy of its own. The ego is animated by the energy of God. And that's one of the most profound things that I've learned in the I Am teachings, is that the outer world that we see around us, everything of the material plane, and even everything of, you know, the outer mind, it doesn't have its own energy. Everything is animated by that life force of God. So it's kind of like even the ego doesn't know what it doesn't know.
Yeah.
But you have a good point there. You've said recently to me that the ego does know what's going on.
Well, yes, the ego learns as you learn.
Okay.
Basically. So, yeah.
There's the conscious will to surrender to knowing the truth. You know,
yes.
If you're there at a point where things just aren't working and, you know, you want some kind of guidance, but you don't want to ask anybody, you don't want to ask family or friends or coworkers, or, you know, you're not finding anyone who you could really talk to about whatever it is that's going on within you, then turn, you know, within your heart and start asking. When you're ready to do that, then that's the outer intellect consciously beginning to cooperate with the divine will. Because the soul is crying out for, I need something, I need some direction, I don't know what my purpose is, or I need a better sense of fulfillment, where do I go from here, who do I talk to, who do I connect with to do this? There's all these questions, and really the best answers you're going to get, that anyone is going to get, that I have found. They come from, you know, your own presence, your own God presence. And you can call on the Ascended Masters, you can call on the angels to assist you with helping to tune out the noise and help you get clear. And I have found, you know, all of these things very instrumental on my path in just getting clear and knowing the truth. And I'll do several things too. One thing that I have found very useful in getting clear and getting the answers and the right answers and understanding that it's actually not my outer intellect that's telling me what to do, I'll say to them, I'll say, okay, I received the answer and it feels right. I get a good feeling, a good gush of good energy, good loving energy in my heart and in my chakras. And it feels that it's in alignment. And I say, yeah, that feels right. And then sometimes, and this was more in the beginning, but every now and then I still find that I do it. I'll say to them, you know, beloved Mighty I Am Presence, beloved Saint Germain, beloved El Moria, you know, some of my primary teachers, I'll say to them, if this is real, and this is true, if the information that I'm receiving is real and true, make the feeling so strong within me that I cannot deny it. And I'll wait. And then, usually, I get a really, really very strong feeling, like almost like a pressure. It's almost uncomfortable sometimes within me. And it's, I've come to understand that, because at first I questioned that and I said, well, that doesn't feel right, or that doesn't feel too good. And then I started learning the difference between what seems to be resistance to what's actually pressure from the light coming in. Mm-hmm. So I feel the pressure. Now I understand that as pressure, and I go, okay. And then when I follow through on that guidance or that prompting that I've received, it always pans out. It's always correct.
Yeah.
It's always correct. So I've just grown to and learned to trust that and keep going and just navigate it. That's something that I also call navigating energy.
Yeah.
You know, knowing what's in alignment by the feelings that are coming in and through. And doing a self-check. Doing a self-check every now and then is good. So just, okay, if this is right. Because sometimes you want the answer to be what you're feeling. And it's okay to want that. But when you're working with divine will and you really want, you know, to honor the divine will, okay, well, you know, there's that saying, not my will, but thine.
Yeah.
Be done. Okay, so I'd like to get myself out of the way, my outer intellect out of the way, my wants or whatever that I'm seeing, that I'm feeling is, oh, gee, I'd like to do that, or, you know, I'd like to go over here and go to this activity or go to this event or connect with this person. And, boy, I'd love to do these things. But are they really in alignment for me to do that in this moment right now? Sometimes I get yes. Sometimes I get no. Sometimes I get not yet. Sometimes it's just not time yet. And I trust that, and then I go to the next thing. Okay, well, then what is in alignment for me to work with or connect with at this time? The answer always comes, and then I do the self-check and move on with it. And I find that that's the way I keep myself aligned. I've been able to, I've been very successful with keeping myself aligned in using those techniques.
Mm. Yeah. Yeah, I think, as you say, it requires a lot of honesty with oneself.
Yes, it does.
Yeah.
And speaking of honesty, you have a really beautiful set of cards that you've shared with me recently. And mm-hmm. I did a group card last week with the Ascended Masters deck. And I think you've been inspired to maybe work with the cards that you've shared with me a little bit. Would you be, are you inspired to share this and maybe do kind of a group reading?
Indeed. Yeah, I think it would be a good thing to do. These cards are from Chuck Spezzano. He's from the founder of the Psychology of Vision, and these are the healing cards, and they're the conspiracy deck. They're basically you get a conspiracy card is basically you pick it, that card, and it's the theme or the problem card, basically. And I use that as the starting off point to say, okay, where am I stuck? Where am I having the problem? So that's the problem card. And then the next card then is either a healing card, a grace card, or a gift card. And that's the way through. And then that leads on to then is the outcome card, which again comes from the other three suits. But the first card that I'm going to pick, I say it's something that we can all contemplate on. It may not always appear to be resonating with us at the time, but I usually find that if I give it some time to think about what the issue is, it usually finds that it's spot on. So what I'm going to do, I'm just going to shuffle the pack, and this is the problem card that I'd like everybody to just consider. And then what I'll do, I'll read out the description of the card.
And so I have a quick question.
Yeah?
You also said that this deck works, it's based on A Course in Miracles as well?
That's right, yes. The whole of the psychology of vision is largely founded on A Course in Miracles, so it works perfectly with the work that I do.
Great.
So the card that I've just pulled out, the problem card, is the Independent Dependent Conspiracy card. And so this is number 27 of the book. And I'll just read that out so that we can get a better understanding of what the Independent Dependent Conspiracy card. This usually relates to do with relationships. The Independent Dependent Conspiracy is a relationship conspiracy. Independence, dependence, is the first key lesson of a relationship. In this conspiracy, we are either locked into the independent or dependent position, or we swing back and forth between them. The more we are stuck in the dependent position, the more we act out the combined neediness of both people in the couple. We tend toward hysteria and emotional indulgence, complaining that our partner does not love or take care of us enough, while we are more prone to jealousy, hurt, and heartbreak. We can also experience the strong feelings of romance that are available here. When we are caught in the independent side, we are trapped in dissociation, and we direct the relationship on our terms. We cannot experience emotion or enjoy as much, and it feels as if we are carrying our partner. We may appear not to care as much as our dependent partner. They, on the other hand, seem to care too much about every little thing. Because of our dissociation, we are more tempted by others outside the relationship. In an independent, dependent conspiracy, the extent to which one partner is independent will be the extent to which the other partner will be dependent. The degree to which one partner is dissociated will be the degree to which the other partner is emotionally indulgent. The dependent partner acts out the jealousy of both partners. Until we realize that both partners are playing an equal role in the conspiracy, the necessary commitment to each other and the relationship will be missing. Once we value ourselves and our partner, we can proceed past this crucial lesson. If we do not learn this lesson, we will not understand the relationships. It is the first and most important lesson. And receiving this card. If you receive this card, it is important for you to appreciate the role your partner is acting out for both of you. If you are the independent partner, joining your partner can help you regain your heart and your feelings. You can take the relationship onto the next step by your valuing your partner, reaching out to them, and pulling them up to where you are. You will then reap the celebration and reward of the next step. If you are in the dependent position, you can let go of needs, attachments, and complaints. You can give to your partner instead of trying to take from them. You can make your partner more important than your pain, needs, or indulgence, just as they can make you more important than their dissociated defense by reaching out to you. To heal the conspiracy, it is important to recognize that your partner is acting out your hidden side. Communication can bridge the differences. Alternatively, you can integrate both of these positions within yourselves to bring a new balance. If you can both become aware of the conspiracy you are in and commit to each other, to equality and to the next step, then you will move out of your roles and through the conspiracy. This key step can be a recurrent stumbling block unless you heal it. You will still review this crucial lesson as a relationship progresses, but healing the conspiracy will bring a new level of bonding and a genuine relationship. If not, it may lead to heartbreak or a heartbreak conspiracy. This is the number one issue that feeds the power struggle stage in a relationship. Wow.
Wow. That's, yeah.
Yeah, that's basically the independent-dependent role. That's the duality in our minds. That's how it shows up in the ego's play.
Very interesting.
It's like two people being a mirror for each other. These are all unconscious or subconscious patterns that each partner reflects to each other. In that they project it.
Yeah.
And then each one acts it out. And it's actually, it's a wonderful opportunity to heal our differences. That's the value of relationships. And if you don't have a partner, well, we still have these two parts in our minds which are acting out. So we both have the masculine and the feminine role, you see. And we're either acting them out in a positive and constructive way, or they'll be destructive and damaging until we heal them.
Yes.
Okay, in the next card, the way through, I'll just give the pack a good shuffle. Right. And the way through is mastery. It's a grace card. Number 76. Just bear with me a moment. Mastery is a state of consciousness where, through our becoming, we have realized a state of being. Mastery is the pathless path. There is no place to go. Nothing needs to be done. The state of being is a state of mindlessness and joy. We are no longer compensating for feelings of guilt and failure. So all of the busyness and roles of sacrifice become unnecessary. Instead, we enjoy a simple life and a quiet mind. We desire to spend our time communing with God and all that is. We simply wait to be inspired for anything that we are called to do. By the time we have reached mastery, we have passed beyond family dynamics and transcended duality. In this way, we see ourselves as part of everything around us. Mastery has attained the place from which love and abundance proceeds. We have become a fountain of miracles and a bridge between heaven and earth. We act by grace and through grace alone. In mastery, we have cleared most of our self-concepts so that there is less of us and more of heaven. The amount of beauty, wonder, happiness and sensuality present in life comes about because we are no longer pursuing things and our minds are clear for peace and creative thinking. So receiving this card. If you receive this card, you are being invited back to your still deep center. You are blessed in your receptivity to grace, answers, and openness. You no longer push yourself with the valueless goals and meaningless agendas. You recognize that every moment is your gateway to heaven and timelessness. Every moment is a chance to revel in the presence of God. You let go of and integrate the last shadow figures of failure, thief, murder, betrayer, and rebel, allowing your mind to restore light and soul-level gifts to you, which are being obscured by such self-destructive illusions. You are returning to your essence, giving yourself back to God and being a gateway to heaven on earth. You bring effectiveness with a clear mind. One choice has the power of many years of hard work. You open the door to enchantment, the angelic realm, and you make God accessible to those for whom the experience of God would be otherwise too far to reach. You bring heaven's meaning back to a meaningless world. You have become a living treasure that continues to bless the world. Well, that's the solution. That's pretty much the solution to everything.
It really is. Thank you so much. That is very, very profound.
It's very appropriate as well.
Yes. Yeah. I had a question about that too. I was going to ask you, well, what if one is neither in the independent or the dependent? And that's, my answer came, was the transcending duality consciousness. Uh-huh. And that's what I've been working with for the past couple of years with the Ascended Masters, is transcending the duality consciousness, you know, and moving into greater and greater aspects of oneness and greater levels of self-realization.
Mm-hmm. Exactly. It's a process.
Yes.
And we're on some level of that process all of the time until we reach complete oneness.
Yes.
So at some level or other, we're going to be working with the independent, dependent side of our ego.
And we can also call that the duality consciousness. Or that's actually synonymous with the duality consciousness, correct?
Yeah, indeed, absolutely. Right, and the outcome is good fortune. And this is a gift card.
If you surrender, if one is willing to surrender. And that's something that I was sharing earlier, is when you actually surrender to the divine will, you give yourself back to God. That is the giving of your whole self back to God. It's like, okay, I recognize that it's, you know, it's not this little me over here. It's actually all you, beloved presence, and I am one with that presence, because there is nothing else here. It's only that God energy that's here. And when you know, that's a big aha. That's like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I am really God. And I woke up one day, a couple of years ago, when I lived in Oregon, and I knew it. I said, wow, I'm really God. I'm really, you know, I felt my God self really, really present, and I just dropped in. It just, everything just dropped in and went, wow. There wasn't one part of me that didn't acknowledge, you know, the God within me. And then I looked around and I said, okay, well, I am God. It's just a matter of adjusting everything else now. I started really skyrocketing with my revelations. I really started accelerating at that point, because I took on this discipline. It started with a really simple meditation. I started reconnecting with Saint Germain. I made time to do it every morning. And after the first week, I felt like a completely different person after doing it. And then I stuck with it because it was working. That was the one thing that I grabbed hold of. And that was, It's a teaching from the I Am Discourses. It's in the first volume called Unveiled Mysteries, and it's a meditation. It's on pages 10 and 11, and it's called the Three-Step Meditation. It's also available online. I believe the website that has it is called AscensionResearch.com. And I can make those links available if anyone is interested. But that's where I found it. The bookstore that had, they had the books at the time, but they were out of that one book. And I knew that Saint Germain was saying, it's time for you to start doing that. So I knew I couldn't wait for the book to come in on the order. So I searched online and I found it. And I believe that was the website that I found it. And I printed it out and I started doing it just every morning. And what a phenomenal transformation that I started actually witnessing myself surpassing myself. And I said, wow, look where I was a week ago and look how I feel now. And I really stuck with it because it was the one thing that made really monumental change. It was so solid and so real and very tangible for me that I could actually see my progress in such a quick amount of time with these teachings. So I stuck with it. I stuck with the masters, and here I am today, blazing it.
Wonderful. It's really encouraging.
And you've accelerated as well. You've grabbed hold of A Course in Miracles, and you've basically been working with the same thing synonymously, transcending duality consciousness using the tools with A Course in Miracles.
Yeah.
And you've found that to be very profound as well. I think what we're going to do, I'd like to take about maybe a 5-minute intermission here, and we're going to come back. I've been notified that we have a little extra time today, so we're going to run a second hour.
Okay.
And we're going to come back with, I'm going to showcase Beloved Saint Germain, and we're going to have a special activation and some more beautiful music and some more wonderful sharing, and we're going to open up the phone lines on the second half of the broadcast here too after we do our activations. And we encourage anyone who's feeling any of this wonderful sharing, if it's resonating with you and you have something to share, or if you have questions for either myself or Anthony, please do call. If you don't feel like calling, you can always I think you can Skype in. I think you can type in your question. I'll find out how to do that from BBS when we take our break, if someone wants to type in a question if you don't feel comfortable calling. But if you'd like to call, I will give you the number, and I'll give it again right before we open up the phone lines. But here is the number. It is 1-888-627-6008. Again, this is toll-free, 888-627-6008, and this is for U.S. and Canada residents. Okay. All right, and we're going to take about a 5-minute break. And this song, I like to showcase some really beautiful, very highly conscious artists on the show. And one of the artists who have been very instrumental on my path and my awakening, one of these artists is the group called 2002. And they are, the music speaks for themselves. It speaks for itself. So without further ado, this song is called Destinies. And we'll see you back in 5 minutes. Thank you. boy, I just love that song. And I love 2002's music. They're very high vibrational, high frequency melodies, and they're excellent for meditation. I find that I can meditate to them. I can dance, do free form movement, yoga, anything really. And it's great to relax to. So anyway, 2002 Destinies was the name of that. And welcome back, everyone.
Can I just mention, Eve? Did
Absolutely.
You say we have an extra hour? Do we?
Yes, we do.
Oh, good. Because I haven't read out the good fortune description. Have I got to figure out?
Oh, absolutely. Please do.
So it is the outcome. And, for everybody's encouragement, if you just bear with me just for a few minutes while I read this out so we can just end this segment and then move on. Okay, good fortune. Good fortune is a higher level of luck. Good fortune is the result of being in a great flow forward. It is openness to abundance that has its that is founded in our worth. Good fortune is an open door that not only invites but also receives. It is the courage to let our life abruptly change for the better. It is allowing all the merit we have accumulated to come to us, which will bring us to a whole new stage in life. Good fortune is not something we control. It is something we allow. It is something that is always trying to be given to us, which rarely makes its way through our self-concepts and self-attack. If good luck is a stream of success, then good fortune is the river. Good fortune is not hard work, it is getting out of the way of what is trying to come to us. Good fortune happens because we believe that it can happen to us. Let us celebrate the good fortune that we have always deserved. Now we shall finally let it in and receive in this card. If you receive this card, everything is coming your way. You are in a great movement forward, and it is important not to try to control it. Go with the flow. You have been greatly blessed, and you are no longer afraid of it. Good fortune is a great antidote to conspiracies. Good fortune involves listening to the guidance of the higher mind and following the path of reward. The path of good fortune is heaven's gift to you. Heaven believes in your worthiness. Do you? God believes you deserve every good thing as his child. The bank of God is always open, but few people choose to go there. It is time to let the good fortune in and accept God's view of you. Your denial is arrogant. Good fortune is there if you can let go of all the pain and negative concepts that you have buried. Your good fortune awaits you. As you receive and share it, it will grow. And there you go. I think it was worth waiting for.
Oh, yeah. Always the best for last, right? That is, that's so profound, too. We don't control the fortune. We allow it. That's
exactly
how it comes. And that was very meaningful for me as well. And I'm sure that I hope all of our listeners have enjoyed that. I certainly did. That's a great experience. And I thank you so much, Anthony, for inviting us in to share, have that experience. It's kind of a group theme. And it's interesting because last week's card, which I drew, it's synonymous with this. It's yes. All the doors are open. And we received something similar last week. So it's very interesting that it keeps it's showing up as yes, yes. Go with the flow. You have to stay out of the way and not try to control what's coming through you.
Indeed.
Because that's how you stay in alignment. And know, you use it, we have these techniques and these methods of practicing how to stay clear, you know, by asking for confirmation on the messages and asking for the next steps and paying attention to what shows up and where the energy is, if it feels good. If it doesn't feel so good, maybe it's not time yet. And if it does feel good, move where the energy is. And actually, that's also synonymous with how I was led to do start this broadcast. Back in, I actually was prompted to do it back in February of this year. And for some reason, it didn't happen at that time. And I let it go because I didn't know if it was supposed to happen or not. And then I was contacted by someone at BBS asking if I was still interested. And it was actually Deborah. And the energy was so strong within me that it was still there. It was still very present. And I knew, and it was at a point where I was really looking for some solid direction. I have a lot of materials that the Ascended Masters have given me to produce and put out there. But there's maybe 5 or 6 or, you know, 7 different projects that are right in front of me. And I didn't know which one was going to come first. And when I was reminded of doing the show, the energy came in so strongly. It was like lightning. It was like electricity really coming through me. And it was, of course, it felt really wonderful. It's wonderful electric feeling of just really, really great excitement. And supercharged excitement. And I said, you know, I have to go with this. You know, it's like there was nothing else there that was right, really present with me. And I've been noticing that when that energy comes through very strongly like that, it's so positive that it's the ecstatic love that's coming through and saying, it's this, yes, yes, that's where it is. That's where it is. And you just go with it. And I found that everything lined up perfectly. I didn't know how any of it was going to happen. It's like it all fell into place magically. It all came together. It all hooked up. And it's been really wonderful, and it's a wonderful experience, and I love doing this work. I love sharing things that I've learned and my experience. I love being able to help, you know, help others benefit by my experience, and then having you come on as a co-host has really been spectacular, because we both work synonymously with the transcendence of that duality consciousness and working on greater levels of awakening and oneness. And so your teachings are very profound, and I find that I'm benefiting from everything that you've shared too. So I'm just so grateful for all of this.
Yeah, me and too. I'm learning so much from you as well.
Well, thank you.
It's opened up a lot for me as well. I mean, my connection with the masters have become much clearer. I mean, I've worked with the spirit world for quite a long time in any case, and intuition and inspiration. But since you came along, they've taken on more of a form and a bit more profound. I'm more aware of them now, and I think it's since we've been working together. And again, I want to thank you for this wonderful opportunity as well.
You're welcome. Thank you. I'm so grateful that, you know, these things are, we're benefiting from each other and each other's work, and it's wonderful to work with you, and I'm very grateful that you're with me again this week on here, and it's great, everything that we both offer. We both do work, and I'm broadcasting from Mount Shasta, and you're broadcasting from South Wales, so we're, as you've illustrated so wonderfully, we're kind of creating this rainbow bridge.
Yeah, it's 10 o'clock in the evening over here in the South Wales Valleys.
Ah, and it's 2:04 over here on the West Coast, 2:04 p.m.
Yeah.
Well, it's beautiful, you know, and really we're in timelessness. You know, when you realize more of the oneness that you are with God, and you recognize the oneness, you know, that really we all are in God, the linear aspects, you know, time is one of those aspects of duality consciousness that actually starts to really fall away, and you start to not notice the clock so much, and you just start to be more in the flow of things, and you start to not notice the time. And, you know, that's one of the ways it's interesting that you can actually tell that you're really in the flow, and you're not even thinking about the time. You're not worried about it. There's no concern. Oh, I have to be here. I have to be there. You know, maybe you have it in your consciousness that, okay, well, I've got something later on today, but right now I can be in the flow, and, you know, things start to be, they just start to line up better, and there's no pressure.
You notice that time is more fluid as well.
Yes, yes.
It's changeable.
Fluid schedule.
Yeah.
I would like to say hello. Someone called in and said hello, and I think it's my lovely, beautiful friend, Tyla. And I know she's still in Half Moon Bay right now, so I just want to give a wonderful, energetic hug out to my beautiful friend, Tyla. Thank you so much for calling in and saying hello. And I look forward to your visit up here soon. So, okay. Moving right along. And thank you so much, BBS, for our second hour today. It's really such a great opportunity to continue some of these really wonderful things that we have going on here. And again, this is Mother's Day, at least in the United States it is. And so this is kind of in alignment with what Saint Germain's prompted me to do today with everyone who is listening in. And this is actually something not just for everyone who's listening in, but these shows are going to be archived. And if I haven't mentioned it before, I'd like them to be open and available. So I know Doug and Don and Deborah will take care of that on the engineering side to have my archives, these archived shows, open freely for the listeners so that anyone who wants to tune in at any time can, you know, hear one of, you know, the beautiful meditation that Anthony did last week, or hear, you know, the card that I did last week, or whatever it is that we're doing this week. You can tune in at any time. And so this goes for the activation that I'm going to be doing today. And it's a special activation from beloved Saint Germain. And I'd like to showcase him a little bit too first, because I don't know too many people, I haven't met too many people who really work with the masters in such a deep, deep integrated way that I have. And I've learned that this is part of my work that they want me to do, is to share with others how they can really go direct and receive direct guidance and cultivate those relationships with the masters that they all want to cultivate with us. And like I said earlier, they're available. All the masters are available to all of us at any time. And it doesn't matter what the question is. You know, there's no such thing as a silly question or a dumb question. You know, it doesn't work like that. It's all a learning process, because they're already ascended. They've already transcended all of duality consciousness. So they don't have any judgment about our questions and about how we feel about things. They tend to be rather unbiased, and they tend to just give the truth straight up. So, but they also do know how to work with us in a way where it's very compassionate and very loving. So they really embrace us. They really embrace each of us and wherever we are, and they'll work with us from wherever we are. And depending on our willingness, on how far we're willing to surrender to the awakening of our own awakening, is to the extent that, you know, they will work with us without limit. And I have experienced this with beloved Saint Germain, and also with other beloved ascended masters whom I work with. Another one whom I work with is beloved El Moria. And I've found them both to be very, very instrumental in my awakening and in my work. And I love to do things to honor them. And so this is, you know, some of these things that they've given me to do, they've given me personal activations to use and also to share with others as they are ready, you know, as they feel ready to work with these, you know, maybe more advanced levels of awakening. So, and I noticed that as I was awakening, there was a point where there were things surrounding me with, you know, within my heart. I had some heart issues and heart clearing to do. And one of the things that was happening was my heart started to really open more because I was transcending the old issues. But I found that the denser energies were still getting in. It was like a little battle going on within me. And I was calling for help. You know, I was calling Saint Germain and calling the other masters for help with this. And Saint Germain gave me something called the Violet Diamond Heart Protection. And of course, Saint Germain works, of course, with the Violet Flame. He pretty much is the Violet Flame in form. And he's given this really wonderful activation. And I recognized the first time that he worked with me on it, I could actually feel my heart really starting to open. But it wasn't like opening and then closing, like this little battle was going on. I could feel my heart opening and actually maintaining that openness without feeling these other energies, these other intense energies going on around me. And he gave it to me in a way where it's like a violet diamond heart. It's like an energy field. It's like a protective violet energy field around your heart that keeps the energies in your heart pure and safe and protected, so that as you're working on deepening your levels of love and oneness, as you're expanding that energy in your heart center, you can maintain the opening for longer intervals of time and never feel discord in your heart, so that you can work with any issues that are going on with your heart and not have to worry about dealing with things coming at you that might interfere with that really deep inner work that you need to do in your heart or with your heart. So on that note, I'm going to start with this activation. And basically what I do is I allow them to come through. I make a call and I allow him to come through me. And he'll just go to everyone who desires to accept the activation at this time. He'll only work with the ones who want to receive it. If you don't feel like you're ready to receive it, you can always go back to the show archive and you can receive the activation at any time, because these things don't expire. So you can feel free to do that at any time. If you feel that it's not in alignment for you to do this, you can just sit and listen, or you can journal, or you can go ahead and take maybe about a 10-minute break and come back in about 10 minutes, because that's about how long it's going to take to do this. So with that, and there's also a beautiful song that I've been prompted to share that he has told me that it's in alignment with the energies for whoever's listening today and whoever will tune in the future to the archive, that will work very, very well with this activation. And as the music plays, I will not be speaking during the music. Again, it's not a guided meditation. The music will play, and what you can do is you'll be feeling Saint Germain come to you. You'll feel something within your heart. You'll feel him doing the work. Whatever it is, I encourage you to just be at ease and be relaxed and just allow him to come and activate whatever it is that needs to be activating and whatever needs to be cleared. So there may be a lot of different individual experiences, and I'm not going to share mine too much because I don't want to try to define it for anyone, but everyone will have their own experience and of a greater clearing, opening, and expansion. And you may feel more love coming in, a lot of warmth, just maybe peace coming in. So however it is for you, just allow it to be. And the name of the song is The Open Door. This is called The Open Door by Merlin's Magic. And I'm going to ask beloved Mediaian Presence, beloved Saint Germain, I ask that you come through me and blaze, blaze, blaze your Violet Diamond Heart activation to everyone listening on this broadcast today, and anyone who tunes in at a later time, activate their small Violet Diamond Heart in their heart center, who's willing to receive the activation. We thank you, beloved Saint Germain, beloved Mariaya presence, and beloved Saint Germain, for the activation of each one's small violet diamond heart in the heart center, who has been willing to receive the activation this day, and at any time. I usually follow this up with a decree that had come through me a while ago. He inspired me to write the words. And beloved Anthony has been inspired to put those words to music. So we have a this Violet Diamond Heart Protection song music composed by Anthony, and the lyrics are by me, and we're going to play that to seal it, to decree it and seal it. We're not going to be talking through it. We're just going to listen to it. So we'll go ahead and play that now. This is the Violet Diamond Protection. Just allow for those energies to
beloved mighty I Am Presence, and beloved Saint Germain, beloved Portia, Violet Flame Angels, Arcturus and Victoria, Archangel Zadkiel, and Holy Amethyst, I call upon thee to blaze and protect me now. I call upon thee to blaze and protect me now. Violet diamond in my heart, ignite your rapture, let it start. Heal me until I am one and I become a blazing sun. Violet rays astound, amaze, radiate your flames ablaze. Work them through me every hour, brightest light and fullest power. And I am one with who I am, beloved I am, I am, I am. I am come as freedom's flame, I am presence always reign. Always reign. Lightning flash within my soul, violet fire make me bold. Purple flashing diamond light, seal me every day and night. Love and peace and joy and bliss, perfect now, nothing amiss. Protection solid, lightning sealed, my heart open and free to feel. I am one with who I am, beloved I am, I am, I am. I am come as freedom's flame, I am presence always reign. Always reign. Violet diamond in my heart, ignite your rapture, let it start. Heal me until I am one, and I become a blazing sun. Violet rays astound, amaze, irradiate your flames ablaze. Work them through me every hour, brightest light and fullest power. I am one with who I am, beloved I am, I am, I am. I am come as freedom's flame, I am presence always reign. Always reign. Lightning flash within my soul, violet fire make me whole. Purple flashing diamond light, seal me every day and night. Love and peace and joy and bliss, perfect now, nothing amiss. Protection solid, lightning sealed, my heart open and free to feel. I am one with who I am, beloved I am, I am, I am. I am come as freedom's flame, I am presence always reign. Always reign. I am one with who I am, Beloved, I am, I am, I am. I am come as freedom's fling. I am presence always ring. Always ring. Always ring. Always ring.
What a blessing.
Wow.
What a great, great blessing of magnitude that is. I hope you're all feeling it. I sure am.
Yeah, me too.
Yeah. I'm going to do a quick sealing, and then we're going to move on to something else wonderful. Expanding greater and greater perfection. So, beloved Mighty I Am Presence, beloved Saint Germain, and great host of Ascended Masters, we ask that you seal these energies of this violet diamond heart activation that we have so lovingly invoked and received this day. Please seal them now. Place them within each of our causal bodies for the ongoing purpose of the continual upliftment and protection for each of our hearts and for the further expanded integrations that each of us desire to experience for whenever we each are ready for that, and to guide, guard, and govern us in all things that we think, say, share, do, feel, and impart each day. And we are so grateful. We thank you, we thank you, we thank you. So be it, and so it is.
And so it is, yeah.
And I extend, we'd like to extend our deepest gratitude to all those who have been willing to receive this activation today. It's a very, very profound activation, and it really helps to integrate further deepening of heart levels of oneness and it's this eternal love of God that can just keep coming in. It does tend to get stronger, and but it's for whenever each of us are ready for that those energies to come in. So, and if we sometimes, I have learned also when sometimes the energies can feel intense, when there's intense love and it kind of feels like a pressure, we can also ask our teachers and the Ascended Masters and angels and whoever we work with to stabilize these energies around us as they're coming in, to make it so that we have a smooth integration, and that so that we're aligning correctly in our own timing. Not too quickly and not too slowly, but we can ask for that integration to be a smooth integration. And so that things that we need to work on, you know, it's so bring one thing to me at a time, not 25. So that, we can ask them to balance these energies as we integrate them. So I wanted to share that quickly because that was just right there. And I hope everyone's enjoyed that.
So can I tell you what I experienced, Eve?
Oh, please.
Yeah, well, I went through that process with everybody else, and I could feel myself just drifting, blissfully going within, and then I felt this pressure building up in my heart area, in my chest. It was quite a warm sensation, but very palpable, and I could also feel it building up in the back of, between my ribs, behind my heart, between my my shoulder blades, and I felt the energy building, and it just moved up towards the back of my neck. As well, I could feel some tingling sensations, but it was a wonderful experience. So I do feel that something has shifted there, or I've received some sort of healing or integration, I would say. This is what's coming to me. And also while I was doing that, I was aware of some images from the past. They were a little bit mixed, but they were to do with my connection with my Italian side of my family. So I feel like something there was being changed as well. Something was being healed and released. That's the impression that I got. So whatever it was, I haven't figured it out yet, but I'm sure at some point I'll get some insight into it when I'm meditating.
Well, that's wonderful. Thank you so much for sharing that. Wow. That's powerful.
Yeah, it's good to have some feedback.
Yes, thank you so much. I'm so glad that you have that. That sounds wonderful. Feels wonderful.
Still working now as well.
It has the tendency to continue, yeah.
It's moved down to around my stomach area now. I can feel some energy moving. That's warming up nicely.
You know, it's funny. When we call the masters in, you know, we might think we're done. You know, okay, we're done. We've played the music. We've done the decrees. And it's, but they actually keep working. They actually keep doing what they need to do. And it also depends on, you know, the individual's willingness to have that work done, too. Because the more you surrender to release and release and release, sometimes we don't have to go through the big processes. The Ascended Masters do something called, they work with the sacred fire. And I can go into that another time, but there's an alchemy of the sacred fire, like using the violet flame. Violet flame is an aspect of the sacred fire. And the sacred fire is really, it's the threefold flame of God, you know, and it's all the qualities, the divine qualities of God. If we can actually kind of simplify it and say that each of the rays or the colors of the divine qualities, like love is pink. So if we work with aspects of divine love, we can call in the pink flame of divine love to work with our heart, as well as the violet flame to cleanse and purify other things. You see, and these are all, you know, it's making use of the sacred fire simple for anyone to be able to access it, use it, and understand it, and move through stuff, you know, quickly, so that you're not sitting there going, okay, well, I got to sit down and make a list of, you know, the 55 people that I need to forgive, or that who I need to send an apology to, or, you know, you can really start simplifying these things.
Can I tell you something that I've also noticed more recently, Eve?
Absolutely.
I've noticed that the energies seem to be finer. They seem to act more quickly. They seem to be more subtle and more gentle with us, and they seem to act more quickly. It's like as if, you know, whenever we've got a few minutes during our lives, we can do some of the work. Whereas I remember many years ago when I first started, it could be quite an intense experience. And that's how the energies have changed these days. I don't know how you feel about that, but it seems to be faster, finer, more vibrant, and yet more effective and easy. Everything seems to have become easier and faster.
I would say, I would have to agree with that, because that's also my experience. It's a few years ago when I was first beginning my work, accelerating my path with the Ascended Master teachings. I found that I would go out somewhere, I would either connect with someone or I would go to an event, and I would have an experience, and it would be like a negative experience, how I viewed it at the time, a few years ago. And I would come home and I would go, wow, what was that all about? I guess I'm not going to go there again, or, you know, what happened with this person? They were so wonderful last week, what happened? And, pardon me, so I would sit there and try to figure out, well, okay, I guess I just need to go into forgiveness and I need to release this and I need to let go of that and not go here again because it's not serving to me. And it was like all this work. It was all this, okay, I'm not going to do that again, and I have to, you know, keep my distance from this person, and I have to do this and this. And what I recognize about that is that those were all aspects of trying to get away from my outer intellect trying to tell me what would be a good thing for me to do, and really getting clear on what's real and what's not real. And those were the first experiences, but when, you know, when you're new to that kind of thing, it can really feel intense, and sometimes it would take me days to process forgiveness, and it would stay in my heart, and it would stay in, you know, these feelings in my lower chakras, and it was, I couldn't function. And I noticed that emotionally, when I wasn't feeling clear emotionally, I pretty much couldn't function.
Yeah.
And I mean do anything because, you know, it's right there. I can't do anything if I'm not flowing in joy, if I'm not happy, if I'm not, you know, centered in my heart, if I'm not living from that place of true love within me, I'm not helpful to anyone, including myself.
Well, that's very true. Yeah, we have to get clear.
Yeah.
And it's part of the process. It's the purification process. I mean, in the Old Testament or the Bible, they called it sorting out the wheat from the chaff.
Yes.
It's necessary. It's unavoidable. I've also likened it to what I call, in Catholicism, we call it purgatory, or, you know, going through a purging, purification process. It's absolutely necessary to heal the mind, and part of the mind training as well, so that we get to that point that you're talking about.
Yeah. I'd like to, if it's all right with you, I'd like to open up the phone lines for anyone who would like to call in. Anyone with a question or some feedback, or anyone who just wants to share something on this beautiful Mother's Day, where we are expanding our hearts and activating and reveling in the new energies that are absolutely, they're more finer and they're coming in quicker. There's so much more grace. I have to agree that there's a lot more grace in my life now. And, you know, this is the result of doing the work and making the effort. And it really, it comes down to being sincere about how you really want to, how much you want to be authentic, how much you want to live your authentic God presence on earth, and share that.
Hmm. If there are any insights as well that people would like to share, that would be good.
Yes, yes. All feedback is welcome. All questions are welcome. So we encourage you to call in. And again, the number is a toll-free number. It's 1-888-627-6008. And again, 888-627-6008. And this is a toll-free number for U.S. and Canada. So we look forward to hearing from you if you desire to call in.
Hmm.
There was something that you shared the other day, and you actually started sharing it on the broadcast when we started. You wrote a brief article about it the other day, and it's with regard to specialness.
Oh,
specialness,
yeah.
And separation. And there's also this, I'd like to kind of go into this here and feel into this. We also talked about recently that, you know, everyone wants to kind of have a nice and fluffy spiritual experience, that there's kind of a perception that, you know, to get spiritual and, you know, that it's all about bliss and staying in bliss all the time. But it's really kind of not about that. And, you know, the other extreme, of course, is contrary to total bliss, which is total, you know, inharmony, which is, you know, we don't want either extreme. You know, if we're too much into the disharmony, then we're not actually balanced or creating, you know, in alignment with our divine plan. If we're too blissful, we're not grounded enough and we're not producing. So, you know, there's a middle way. I've run into this a lot. How about you? How do you feel about that? Or what's your experience with that?
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, I just quickly read this article now that you've mentioned it, because I did bring it, use it as on my Facebook page. I call it, it says, the ego, in brackets, abbreviated, edging God out, wants to be the most special. And specialness is synonymous with separation, or rather the belief in separation from oneness or God, as it does not recognize another as like himself. It is specialness, or the desire for separation and autonomy, that maintains the illusion of separation and individuality. Specialness sees itself as different and apart from others, and therefore sees them as a threat or potential threat. This is the prime cause for all conflicts. A Course in Miracles solution or healing for this situation is to change one's perception. That is to see the Christ in everyone and oneself as the same, and to undo the illusion of the specialness and separation from the one source. So, yeah.
Yeah, that really says it all. That sums it up.
Yeah, it does. Yeah, it is that, again, it comes back to that, the desire or the belief in separation that is at the root of all the our issues, all our problems.
And that is also, when we're working with transcending duality consciousness, when we know the truth and duality consciousness is, you know, if we're in oneness and duality consciousness, we see it, we have a choice there. There's a choice. If we're conscious enough to see it and we're mindful of it, we can catch it and say, whoop, I know what that looks like. And I'm not going to participate with that. And what that is that's being what I have come to understand and what Saint Germain has shared with me as it's called self-governing.
Yeah. I call it mind training. Watching the mind.
It's governing ourselves. It's governing the choices that we're making, and it's also recognizing the energy as what it really is, rather than seeing it and accepting it as something other than, you know, God, and saying, oh no, I know what that is. I know how to deal with that and transmute that. Yeah. Instead of saying that, if someone chooses to participate with that and allows themselves to react to that, that is a deliberate choice to fall back in consciousness. That is what I've also come to understand as the fall of man. When we fall back in consciousness is when we really, when we see that energy and we automatically accept it and say, well, okay, there's the reaction there. And it's going to cause a reaction if we allow that in. A lot of times, though, what happens is that not everyone actually knows that they're doing that. It's just that there are these momentums of conditioning and these layers and these veils that are, you know, in through and around our energy fields, that there are still, you know, there are pockets of things that are, you know, that haven't been transmuted yet. So
there's also strong feelings and emotions involved as well. That's the other thing. You know, people, we have a picture in our mind and then we have a feeling or sensation in the body. And a belief is basically nothing but a bundle of thoughts with a feeling of certainty about it, but it's become habitual. So really that is always going to be the challenge. It's recognizing that. But as you just said, you know, very often when we're in the energy of the emotion involved, it's very difficult to catch ourselves. And this is why, you know, we need people really to be our mirrors for us.
Yes.
And as soon as we can catch ourselves, the sooner we can learn to watch ourselves and be mindful, the earlier we can catch it and even nip it in the bud before it becomes a big issue. And I think with a lot of people, you know, there is a lot of fear around it because a lot of these issues have been around for so long, and there can be a feeling of overwhelm involved, you know, the thought of facing something, because what comes up is a fear. So people do need a lot of help and support in this work. It's not something that we can do on our own. We do need the masters and the guides, and if we've got experienced people around us that can also work with us, I mean, that's the ideal, really.
Yeah.
And, you know, we get people like me and you come together, and we've done a lot of work, you know, helping each other. I've learned a lot from you, and you've learned a lot from me. I've also healed a lot and accelerated since I been in touch with you, so I'm very grateful for that. And I would encourage anybody, you know, who has something going on in their mind, a mind awakening, something prompting them to move forward into something greater, something better, because trying to stay where people are is just going to make them unhappy. It's just going to perpetuate the misery. And like, as you know, when Chuck Spetsanos used to say, if you don't listen to the knock on the door, it gets louder, and then it gets louder. You know, and these are really symptomatic of the symptoms that we experience until we get to a point, really, where we can't avoid it. And we can avoid that if people are willing to start looking at their issues honestly and sincerely and receive the help. Because as you've been saying throughout the whole show, that it is available, whether through the masters or whether through inspiration or intuition or inklings. The signs are all around us. The symbols are there. We just have to have a willingness to move in that direction.
Yes. And that's interesting. I'm being prompted to share something. In my experience, you said the knock on the door, it gets louder.
Yeah.
It's very interesting because over the years, I've usually had some pretty profound dreams. And I've had many times, a few stand out in particular, but over the years, where I've actually woken up in the middle of the night hearing a knock, a very loud knock. And I wake up and I go, "Whoa, what's that? What is that?" And oh, and
got
it just, it completely wakes me up. And, but it was so loud. Like, you know, it's almost as if, you know, it was very audible. Like there was really someone outside my door, banging on my door, and, you know, I'm asleep, there's no one there, and I feel like that was my presence saying, okay, it's time, let's go.
Yeah.
Let's go. Yep. You're asking, and I'm here, you know.
And I'm glad you listened.
Yeah, it's a very profound thing when you actually hear that in your dream, and then you wake up and it's like, wow. I also had another experience back. I used to live in New York and in the East Coast years ago before I came to California. And this was very, very early on on the path for me. I had this experience, and it's always at night, it always seems, it's always in the dream time. I woke up, it was before dawn, it was still in the middle of the night, and it was like I was sort of in a waking consciousness. I was starting to wake up, I think I just laid down for a nap, and I fell asleep. And the light came on by itself, and I heard my name called out.
Wow.
And I looked up, and I... You can imagine my reaction. Back then, I just opened my eyes, and I didn't move, and I went, oh, my God. What? Looking around, there's no one there, and I'm going, wow, okay. And I really took that literally as a wake up call. I said, okay, yeah, the light is on, I guess I am coming home. So
the light is on, I'm coming home.
Yeah,
I remember years ago hearing voices. That kind of freaked me out at the time. I thought, oh my God, hearing voices. And then I started seeing things as well. I thought, oh, I don't know if I can handle that. So I had to kind of ask them to tone it back a bit, because it was, at the time, I found it very unnerving.
Yeah, it can be when you're starting out and you're seeing this and you're going, wow. And it's very profound. It's, you know, because you're trying to get to the truth and you really want it, and your desire, you know, your willingness, your desire brings it forth. It really does. There is a saying in the Ascended Master Teachings, the call compels the answer. So if you call for something, if you ask, you're going to receive it. If you're allowing it, if you're really open to it.
Mm.
So make sure that, you know, that's why it's important to really align desire with the true desires of your heart, of what you came here to do, what you came here to create and produce. Because we're all here to picture a portion of the great divine plan. And this is what I have come to understand through these teachings and what the masters share with me, is that we're all holding a big piece of this beautiful cosmic puzzle, and we all have to learn how to work together so that we, blend together, easily, and we can create this beautiful, whatever it is, cosmic creation here on Earth, heavenly cosmic creation here. So it's important to get clear enough so that we can align with those true desires and make sure that, that plan is, it's flowing through us and we're paying attention to it and, we're honoring our own God presence. And that's all about living authentically. And we pay attention to what is coming through us naturally, and that's how we start living authentically, by honoring that.
Well, it's also recognizing our true potential as well. Because as it says in the Course in Miracles, the Master Jesus says that God made us all in his image and likeness, the perfect concept. So in spirit, we are all perfect. And he said that God is lonely without his son. So if there's any one of us missing, then the whole cosmos is incomplete. So this is why this ties in with what you said about why everybody or every single one of us is important. We each have a role to play. And we've all made a soul promise before we came that at some point we would begin to awaken and start walking our pathway. And if we made that promise, it's very hard for us to kind of ignore it, because that's when the knocks get very loud. If we made that promise, then at some point, the masters or the teachers or our guides are perfectly entitled to come along and do whatever it takes to wake us up, because we chose this pathway. We chose the circumstances and we chose the family and the conditions and the challenges that came along for us to learn to overcome in order that we can reach and come to our full fruition as a true spirit being, as a son of God. So there is a plan for everyone, as you said.
There is.
That we all do our bit as best we can.
Self-compassion, self-love, balance, integration, patience.
Yeah.
One thing at a time, navigating energy. These are all things. And knowing and understanding, it was such a comfort to me to know that the Ascended Masters are available to us all the time.
Did you notice that somewhere in there you began to remember things, like long-lost memories? That was
one
of my experiences. Like, whoa, I remember, like a long-lost, forgotten memory.
Yes. The process of awakening is synonymous with remembering. We have just about, I think, a minute left, about 2 minutes, and we're going to close for the day, for the week. I want to thank everyone for joining us today. And again, the archives are going to be open publicly, so anyone can listen either today, tomorrow, anytime. Please feel free to leave your feedback on the BBS Radio, Freedom's Flame Radio page, if you desire. And we will see you next week. Thank you so much, Anthony, for joining me once again. It's been a wonderful show. I've really, really enjoyed everything that we've shared and everything that's occurred today. And I'm very grateful to you all. And thank you, BBS. And thank you, everyone who's listened and tuned in today. And thank you, beloved Mighty I Am Presence, and all of our Ascended Masters and beloved Saint Germain and all of our beloved mothers this day on Mother's Day. Happy Mother's Day, and God bless everyone.
Yeah, happy Mother's Day to everyone. Have a lovely day, and thanks again. See you next week. Bye.
In loving oneness, I am free.